When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time to wake up now.
It's time to wake up now.
Wake up!
Sorry, that's how I wake up.
Truth is, I've never been very good at
waking up.
You know why? You never had a very good coach.
I'm your coach.
Today is National Coaches Day.
A good coach encourages.
We need more coaches.
A good coach disciplines and criticizes.
Happy National Coaches Day.
Okay, coaches ready?
Take your position. It's showtime.
You know, I see myself as your vocal coach. I think
my vocal?
Yeah, I think so. For singing. There's a gift in it. It's an art. My ear.
Yeah.
My teaching ability.
Okay.
In fact, you're going to be able to see Chantel's vocal range thanks to me and what I've done.
I know. Well, it was nice because you arranged for Olivia Rodrigo to do this duet with me today. I'm so excited.
8:50 this morning. Make sure you, you're back or you just hang out with us because Chantel will be duetting with Olivia Rodrigo. Super excited about that. If you can't listen to the radio, I know life happens. We're going to have it up on Instagram as
well. Yeah, Instagram, podcast, everywhere.
Speaking of Instagram, we did a video with Alec Benjamin, who was at the Union last night.
He was so nice.
Yeah, he was cool. So go on and find that as well. Well, I don't know if you've seen this new website, but it's being called the Trip Advisor of Exes.
You can leave, exes?
Yeah, you can leave a review of your ex. So it's called exboyfriendlist.com.
I love this.
So that way, let's say you're hopping on Tinder and you get to know someone, you could put their name into exboyfriendlist.com and see what comes up.
You know what's just so terrible about this is, like, say you put their name. Anybody Google searches that name for, like, a job or anything, that's
going
to come up. Like, that's the first thing I'm thinking of think about. Because, like, I despise my ex.
Yes.
I don't know that I could do that.
Especially because it's first and last name.
That's what I'm
plus
saying.
Plus location. They're not messing around. Like this one. William West from Chula Vista, California.
All
is
right.
The absolute worst.
William.
I met him on Tinder and I thought we hit it off. We dated for 4 months. And while we went slow at first, for the last 6 weeks, we were talking daily and seeing each other a couple times a week. What I didn't know is that while I thought we were getting serious, he was getting serious with 4 other girls.
Whoa.
I always thought he was just so busy with work. He was busy, but not work.
Man. But that's what I'm saying. I just think about like future stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do a lot of things.
Also, like, listen, sometimes.
But like documenting the full name, that's kind of crazy.
Sometimes someone could be upset also and just maybe expand on the truth.
Yeah.
Donnie Eldon from Hensley, Virginia.
All right, Donnie.
Covert narcissist. Trolls online dating sites. Picks up as many women as he can to make his ex jealous. He still supports his ex with her leased apartment. She apparently goes between her apartment and his townhouse. He plays the victim and will give you a sob story. But he's using you to get back at his ex. Donnie.
Man.
Donnie, let it go.
Sly guy.
Mm-hmm. Gary Morse.
Gary?
From Chirino, Texas. True narcissist. That's, by the way, everyone's been called a narcissist so far.
I know. It's just that... It's that... What, that word?
I probably.
That everyone's into right now. And I'm like, can we come up with other ones? Because I don't know that that applies to every person.
He will love bomb and then destroy you mentally and financially.
Ah.
I love this last line. I took him back 10 times in 10 years. Well, at some point, don't we have to look within?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm not
10
victim
times in
blaming,
10 years.
But 10 times in 10 years.
Yeesh.
Yeah. All right, we'll do a quote. Again, that website, if you want to. I spent some time on it, as you can tell. exboyfriendslist.com. There you go. Here's your quote. Enthusiasm is a vital element toward the individual success of every man or woman.
Yeah, I try to lead my days with enthusiasm.
You gotta, like, yes.
Things can be so hard, and if you're like, oh, it's so hard, it's like, that's the way to live. But if you're just like, yep, we can do it, mm-hmm. we got this.
It's like you have
it's
to
so
be
much better.
You have to be your biggest hype man.
You literally have to.
From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed.
Like this morning, me and John, we're very tired.
Yeah.
I can feel the energy. It's very just so tired. And this morning I woke up and I went, no. I splashed some water on my face, got out the door.
I said, you know what? We'll just lean on Chantel.
That's never a good idea.
It's gonna be quite the show.
All right, it's National Pasta Day.
Heck yeah.
And I'm so excited about this because there's nothing like better than just like a spaghetti night.
You know what I saw the other day?
So good.
Driving on 7th, there's a spaghetti to go place. It's called like Buckets to Go. I don't know. I was like, what is this? It's a drive through spaghetti spot.
Like, remember Fazoli's?
That's what I was reminding me of.
I loved Fazoli's.
Yeah. Fazoli's had the best breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I would go to Fazoli's, just get breadsticks and 50 cent sauce.
Mm.
It was so good. Anyway, they did a survey with Italians. Saying, you know, how are we Americans doing with the pasta?
Yes.
And so here's a few things they were surveyed on. Ketchup on pasta.
No.
Ew, no, right?
No. That's a no-no, right?
1 in 6 Americans say go for it.
That's Sketty from Honey Boo Boo Days.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
89% of Italians say that's unacceptable.
Okay. I'm shocked it's not higher.
Right? Cutting pasta with a knife.
Can
Italians
not do that?
Say no, never do that.
Oh.
Putting pasta in cold water, then boiling it. 81% say unacceptable. Actually, we had spaghetti this week.
Mm-hmm.
Boiled the water, made the spaghetti, gave it to the boys, and they were like, oh, we want more, but like we had eaten it all.
Right.
So then I was like, well, okay, give me 10 minutes, I'll make some more, and I just started it all in cold water. It just takes way longer to cook it that
right,
way.
There's no issue with the pasta, though, right? It just takes longer.
It took longer.
Okay.
Boiling it in plain water without salting it.
Yeah.
53% of Italians say you have to salt the water.
You gotta salt the water.
I never salt the water.
You put olive oil in there?
No.
You do nothing to your water?
No. Are you supposed to?
Your poor children. Your poor children.
Does it taste different?
Oh, it does a whole bunch of things.
Wait, for real?
I don't know. I was just told by my mom.
Putting oil in water is basically a tie. They say it's fine.
Mm.
But, I mean, it just makes the pasta slippery and then the sauce can't stick to it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should just stick with the salt, not do both.
Yeah. Breaking spaghetti in half so it fits in the pot. Italians say 47%, so almost half say it's unacceptable.
Well, if they don't want us cutting the pasta, they definitely don't want us breaking it in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having pasta as a side dish.
That's a lot if you have
Italians
pasta.
Say no, it's the main
it's
the main thing.
I agree with them.
Rinsing pasta after you cook it. Are you supposed to do that?
Yeah, get the starch off.
Well, Italians say you shouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought that was something you had to do.
When you serve pasta,
mm-hmm.
are you a sauce in the pan, stir it around, serve?
Sure.
Are you pasta on the plate, mm-hmm. put the sauce on top, serve?
I prefer it in the pan, but since sometimes like we'll have pesto and the kids don't want it, we do most things now on the side and you just do the dollop on top.
Yeah, so I put the pasta, I divide it up onto the plates,
uh-huh.
and then I spoon on, I put on the, I put on the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because it also cools the pasta off.
I don't know. I like it all together. I like it evenly balanced through all the noodles.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well, happy pasta day.
Hey, you too.
Well, I don't like this.
What's up?
So we're doing a Costco draft today. This text says, I hate Costco. It's so stressful. People are just gathered everywhere. Who wants to pay for a card to shop? I know people love Costco, but I think it's an S show. Well, it is always chaotic. And let me tell you, sometimes you get stuck behind a bunch of people walking too slow, and it's frustrating.
So true.
But I like their brands. I love what they have at Kirkland items themselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so we're doing your top three favorite Costco items. Really, it's, like we said, Kirkland brand. 844-649-1051. I told you I was going to take it, and I am.
Seriously?
Give me the Costco hot dog. I get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50. And they have promised not to raise the price on that. God bless them for it. Cheapest meal you can find.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm. I like their pizza too, though. Sometimes when I used to like do a lot of cardio, I'd get a hot dog and a pizza.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm taking the pizza.
Done.
So
take
that's
it.
That's what I get. I don't like the hot dog.
You
boiled.
Don't? Boiled's the best way to have a hot dog.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I wish they would sell something without the soda. Because I don't drink the soda.
They don't sell the pizza. The pizza doesn't have the soda.
You don't get the soda in?
That's a hot dog meal.
Oh.
The pizza you got to buy a la carte.
So you got to come over the hot dog side. The Kirkland Grilled Nuggets. I don't know the actual brand. Maybe it's not Kirkland even. They taste like Chick-fil-A nuggets. They're the best grilled. They're like lightly fried. They're not even grilled. I don't know. They're healthy nuggets. And you put them in your air fryer, and they're better than Chick-fil-A.
Interesting.
You've never had them? They're in the side right now. They're everywhere. Oh, they're so good. I'll try to find the name.
Okay.
After this break.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
Yes.
Okay, well, I want the muffins from the bakery.
I do like their muffins.
Two packs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many muffins, though. I'm so conflicted on my last one.
I feel like I bring it home with my last one.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm debating between the rotisserie chicken,
mm-hmm.
because I love the rotisserie chicken.
You do.
But also, I love Kirkland brand vodka.
Oh,
now, you
funny.
Can't get it here, but if you go up to Idaho, you can get it. Or if you go to Vegas, we always stop and grab ourselves some of the Costco booze.
You're going to have to make a choice.
I know. I'm going rotisserie chicken. It's better than any other rotisserie chicken at any grocery store. They're bigger, they're more flavorful, and they're cheaper.
I wonder how many rotisserie chickens Costco go through a day.
They lose money on it. And that's why they have it in the very back.
Oh.
It's all planned out. Because some people will go there just for the rotisserie chicken. Like, I'll do that sometimes for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But they make you walk through the store.
That's how it is with the bakery, too.
Yeah. It's smart.
Yeah.
And you end up getting in the middle area, and then you're trapped, and you've lost $500.
Yes, exactly. Okay, well, my third one.
What?
I want to take a walk to the center section.
Okay.
Because maybe I went there just to grab pizza for lunch and some muffins for breakfast the next morning.
Sure.
The Kirkland brand sheets.
Oh, yeah.
Are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
What we have.
Oh.
I love the Kirkland sheets.
Woo! They're the best.
Who texts us Kirkland Greek yogurt? Get out of here. Get out of here.
Of all the Kirkland brand things.
You went with Greek yogurt? Their bacon, yes. They do have good bacon. We get the bacon at there. Sheet cake. I don't think they do sheet cake anymore.
You know what? You have to special order it.
Is that how it's done?
You used to be able just to go in and pick it up.
Right.
Now you have to special order it.
Gotcha. I love their coffee. It's better than Dunkin'.
Oh.
Let's see here. John, yes, rotisserie chicken for the win. See? Who doesn't love those? Chantel's right. The hot dogs are trash. Well, that's not nice. They're boiled. That's the way a hot dog should be.
Trash.
All right. Our next draft is going to be your top three favorite Halloween costume ideas, since it is tis the season.
Tis the season.
Speaking of Halloween, I need someone to call in, please.
Mm-hmm.
Someone explain this to me. Explain it to me like I'm a child, because I'm not smart enough to understand when this happened. When did Halloween colors become purple and green?
Those have always been accent colors to the standard black and orange.
Black and orange is Halloween colors.
Yeah.
Black and orange. Like, I remember growing up, like, with braces, you could pick your colors, right? Like, for your... And you would do... No one would do purple and green. It was a black and orange thing.
Yeah.
When did purple and green take over as the dominant color?
They're not the dominant.
No, I disagree with you. They are
now.
Really? I was driving down up to my house, and all these people have those, like, what do you call
them? Jellyfish lights?
Yes, exactly. And I said to Jen, why does everyone have Mardi Gras lights up? And she's like, they're Halloween lights. I'm like, no, Halloween is black and orange.
Yeah, but purple...
Uh-huh.
Is like the vampire color.
Black is the vampire color.
No. Black is like bats and witches. Mm-hmm. And then green is witches.
I don't know.
They're like the accent colors.
If I said Christmas is to red and green, Halloween is to
black and orange.
I think you're living in the past like me. I think it's moved on. I don't think black and orange is now the dominant color when it comes to Halloween. Somewhere along the line...
Orange for sure is.
We took a step to the side and we allowed purple and green just to make its way in. And I'm not happy about this.
I bought Halloween M&Ms the other day.
What color were they?
I opened it, poured it in a bowl, and they are orange, green, and purple.
Now that's just ridiculous. Now you're blending together two color schemes, and that's not how it goes at all.
Halloween, yeah, there was no black and orange option.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Somehow it happened and none of us were aware of it.
Who do we need to talk to?
I'm not joking. I thought it was Mardi Gras. I was very confused.
I knew it's not Mardi Gras. I just thought they were the accent.
They're not. They've taken over. Black and orange.
The side pieces
right.
to our black and orange.
Black and orange has become the sidekick to purple and green, and I'm not happy about it.
This is so weird.
Someone explain this to me. What happened?
844-649-1051.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
This is Josh. Good morning.
Josh, morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Josh, I'm telling you, I became woke last night. I'm driving home, and I look up, and I see all these houses with these lights that are for Halloween, not Mardi Gras. They're purple and green. And I said, when did purple and green take over as the dominant color for Halloween?
So I honestly believe that it's because of the society that we live in now. And I think it's more of a political side.
Really?
It started with the no bullying, the being able to be yourself and everything else. A lot of things are more bright and colorful now. It's not just Halloween.
Oh, so you're saying that they're lighter colors. Like they're kind of more bright, welcoming colors is what you're saying.
Yes. So once upon a time as well, when you get cookingware, it was all black.
Right.
Now you can go to the store and you can get red, you can get teal, you can get green, you can get purple. Purple's my favorite color. So I'm okay with the purple.
He's okay with the purple.
But with that being said, I love Halloween. I absolutely love Halloween. Halloween's colors should always be black and orange. That's the way it should be.
That's what I'm just saying. It's like I was shocked when it dawned on me, like black and orange are not the main colors anymore. This text says purple is a witch color, green is Frankenstein, orange is pumpkin, black is cat. They all complement each other. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying orange and black used to be the first one. And now I feel like they've got moved down and purple and green have become the first one.
Yeah. But Christmas, we've got red and green. And now you got white and blue, too.
Right, but it's not taking over red and green.
You do.
You also have silver
and
gold.
It's getting close. If you go to Walmart or Lowe's and you go to the lights, there's more white and blue than there is red and green.
All right, I'm telling you. You know who I blame on all this?
It's
Crayola.
More vibrant.
Crayola.
It's big crayon.
I think that's a good start.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
You guys have a great day.
Here I am getting worked up that purple and green are the new Halloween colors.
Yes.
And this text says, you guys need to be careful with these debates. John has a heart condition. Thank you, someone who understands.
Somebody remembers.
Who cares. Since it's Thursday, it's a this or that Thursday. Chantel.
Yes.
Would you rather lose the ability to use GPS for the rest of your life or lose the ability to use a credit card?
I would rather lose a credit card.
Oh, really? I was going to say GPS. I need that credit card.
I don't want...
Uncle American Express?
No.
He's floating me.
So true.
Would you rather eat one raw onion or 25 king-size candy bars in one sitting?
King-size candy bars. I would happily do that and successfully.
I think I would have better success...
At the onion?
At the onion. I know that sounds crazy, but I get so sick when I eat candy.
You are
so
weird.
I know. Would you rather wear your significant other's underwear, or boyfriends, partners, or go commando?
Well, I always... okay, commando.
Commando. Okay.
Like, are you talking like significant other's like dirty underwear?
Yeah, I'm saying it's used.
Yeah, no, commando.
Oh. That's weird. I'm wearing Jen's thong right now. Would you rather say I love you to everyone you meet or never say I love you to anyone?
I'd rather love everyone I meet.
But if you say it, doesn't it lose its all meaning if you say it to everyone?
Yeah, but if you can't, I would rather feel love than not know what love feels like to give.
I already wave at everyone. What's one more thing? Honestly, they already look at me weird. Would you rather give away all your money or all of your possessions? Ooh.
I would rather give away all my possessions. Like, st- stuff, like in my house?
Yeah, everything in your house.
Yeah, take it.
I don't know on that one. That's hard. I'm at that age now where I've really been collecting stuff for quite some time.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if I die tomorrow.
Didn't the flood put things into perspective for you, though?
It did. Made me miss my couch. That's what it did. We don't have many possessions left. Would you rather have the most comfortable mattress in the world or have all of your clothes fit perfectly?
Clothes fitting perfectly.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I know.
Comfortable. There is nothing.
But like my mattress right now is comfortable, and I'm sure it's not the most comfortable in the world.
Okay, so if you have to have that mattress or a lesser quality or all your clothes fitting, which one are you going with?
I'd rather all my clothes fit.
No. You're so wrong. There's something about laying in a nice comfy bed and be like, I'm home. What does it mean to have clothes fit perfectly anyways?
That you look good.
Oh, interesting. Hey, Leo, what's up?
Hey, so you just asked about going commando or wearing underwear?
For this or that, yes.
So my husband has never worn underwear in his life.
What?
Or at least not since I met him.
Oh, dang.
What?
Dang. Yeah. Like, when you first heard about this, how did that wash over you? Were you okay with it?
I'm stunned.
At first, I was completely disgusted by it, but I have grown to accept it. It's just who he is.
I guess we have to accept the flaws.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought, wouldn't chafing hurt? But, he doesn't seem to mind.
I guess he's, familiar with Gold Bond. I don't know.
I don't know. That's that's a bold fashion choice.
It really is.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Leah, appreciate it.
Our lives are so stressful. And what would you give up for just one day of zero stress? People were asked this.
Ooh. I don't know. Give me a list and I'll tell you if it's worth it or not.
All right. So people say they would give up hanging out with friends.
I think some days when it's so stressful, it keeps me from hanging out with friends.
Yes.
Because I want to isolate.
Yes.
I want to get my weighted blanket, sit in the corner, rock myself back and forth.
Okay. Instagram.
That's fine. Take it.
Any and all leeway with deadlines at work. So everything's a hard deadline.
Probably part of my stress is giving myself hard deadlines when they're not hard deadlines. I don't want anyone ever waiting on me. It's like it's a stressor that I have when I probably should just push it another day.
But I'm
day.
Saying for one day to be completely stress-free, you'd go the rest of my career, everything's a hard deadline. Then I'd be stressed the rest of my career.
Yeah, for one day of no stress?
Yeah, no way. That one's not going to work. Playing tennis.
Oh.
People say they would give that up for one day of
doesn't
no
that,
stress.
Doesn't that help with stress?
I thought so.
No.
Exercise equipment.
No. That's like my...
That is my stress reliever.
Right.
They would give up an entire paycheck for one day of no stress.
Yeah, but then I'm stressed about finances.
Yeah, until the next paycheck.
But
one, you're back by at least four to
you
six.
You ever had a car thing you weren't expecting or a fridge, and then you have to pay a little more.
Yeah.
And now you're playing catch up every single week from the same paycheck.
That's me. All the time.
I get it.
Sacrifice a week of productivity.
Again, no, then I'm behind.
No, then
it's like when going on vacation sucks because you have to work 3 weeks out for 1 week of vacation.
They would skip an important meeting for one day stress-free.
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I'll skip a meeting right now. Not even for a stress-free, just because I don't want to go.
Shopping.
That's
a stress relief. A lot of these things you'd give up for one day of stress.
Like that's what they do for you.
Give up your favorite food?
No, I'm not giving up my favorite food.
I can't give up any of these.
It's
okay,
National Pasta Day.
You know what I would give up for one day stress-free?
What?
I would give up Peacock Network.
You don't even have Peacock Network.
Exactly.
When did you get stuck? That's the question today. 844-649-1051. Here's why I ask it. Six firefighters in Malaysia spent 20 minutes removing a traffic cone after it got stuck on a 10-year-old's head.
Oh, my gosh.
10-year-old playing around, put it on like a crown, fell down a little, whoop. Next thing you know, can't get it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to call the fire department. Then the other day, these two YouTubers were trying to make content, and one ended up getting stuck in a washing machine.
Oh, my gosh.
So here's the audio involving the first responders who are not happy about the whole thing.
Here we go. I'm going to lift you up again.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it working?
Cindy, I'm putting this on the internet.
No.
Yes.
I'm gonna put this on YouTube. You're not like, helping. Right now.
We can get you out, okay?
Let her head come out.
No, we can't.
Let me see your head. Okay. Doing a
damn
again.
Ladies, yeah, I don't think you understand that you will be paying for this 911 call. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to do my job here. Now get your feet back out, ma'am. Wrap them in this towel right here against the back wall. You ready for this?
Get her out.
Okay,
she's
here we go.
There for like, oh, here she
right
comes.
Here, okay. Right here. Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
ready?
Let's
one,
do it. Oh
two.
My gosh, don't hurt her. Don't hurt her.
Okay.
Here she comes.
Oh. Yep.
It's like they're having a baby.
That poor person. That firefighter is like, come on.
Well, he's just like,
I don't want to be here.
You're going to be paying for this.
Right.
Actually, do you pay for 911?
You do if it's like a ridiculous thing. And for that thing, yeah. Like they're wasting their time.
Yes.
And they could be saving someone else.
Somebody's life could be, yeah.
So Jen, she's traveling. I tried to get her on the phone, but she's on a flight. When she was a kid,
yeah,
she was sitting at a restaurant and they used to have these booths where like the bars would come up back from underneath or from behind. Like to separate the one to the next seat.
Yes.
Like at a restaurant.
Uh-huh. They were like gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she put her head through and got it stuck.
She did not.
And she goes, it was the most embarrassing thing. She was probably like 6 or 7. And her dad was trying to like pull and like the servers had to come over and they're all trying to pull these bars to try to like wedge her head back through the other way.
Oh my God.
She goes, it was a whole issue and Jen's very shy.
Yeah.
Like it was nothing about that situation she was happy with.
Oh.
And then she was bruised.
Yeah.
Because you had to pull your head. It's easy to get through. It's harder
Isn't
to get.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either.
So what's your story? When did you get stuck like in something or maybe something got stuck on you?
So funny.
I'm going to just open up the phones right now.
844-649-1051.
You could call us. You could text us. We just like it when you're part of the show. Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. John and Chantel asking you this morning, where did you get stuck? Bob, what about you? Where did you get stuck?
So, when I was 8 years old, I wanted to see if my arm could fit behind a pipe in the school at a school playground. Mm-hmm. And so I told my friends, you know, it would fit. We bet some money on it. And my arm, it fit behind
okay.
the pipe.
It worked.
Yeah. The only problem was that I couldn't get it back out.
Mm.
And it was kind of funny at first. And then once the bell rang and everyone starts running the class, I kind of started to freak out. And I was a kid. Maybe I could have asked for help if I was a grown adult. I would have thought differently. But I'm yanking my arm and yank it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hard enough to where it finally, you know, it came out.
Yeah.
But it left a gigantic bruise and brush burn all down my arm. And I had to tell my parents that I hurt myself playing kickball.
You didn't even tell them how it happened?
Oh, my gosh.
I was embarrassed.
Yeah, of course. I got my arm stuck. That's funny, Bob. Where did you get stuck? Yeah. We want to hear your story.
844-649-1051.
10-year-old boy just had his head stuck in a traffic cone, and they had to call the fire department. It took them 20 minutes to free him. So we're saying, when did you get stuck? You can call or text us. This text says, I buried my Toyota up past the doors once out wheeling.
Oh.
That'll get you stuck.
Yeah.
Embarrassingly, a few years ago, I was stuck in a tight spot in a client's attic. It can be hard navigating around. Oh, and you're there for work.
Oh,
like, that's your job.
Man.
That's your profession. And you're like, Hello.
Hey.
I'm in the walls.
Can someone help me? Out. Oh, worst. That's like the nice, like Utah, we have basements, but like a lot of places they have like crawl space.
Yeah. Crawl spaces were nasty. I used to go with my dad back in California. He was a contractor and we'd go into crawl spaces and there'd be like bones. Bones of rodents and stuff. Oh, yeah. Not humans.
I was like, what?
This text says, at a lake in the middle of nowhere, some guy slashed my tires.
It's like a horror movie. Jeez.
What about you? Where or when, how did you get stuck?
844-649-1051.
Hey, Mary, where did you get stuck?
In a cake mixer.
Okay. I don't mean to laugh. Let me hear the story.
I was making a birthday cake for my mom, and she wasn't home, and I was trying to hurry and get done, and I was putting the beaters in, and it turned on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like a huge like nightmare.
I was like 12. I broke two fingers and had to take it to our neighbor next door. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to break your mom's cake mixer. I said, no, don't. Don't break my mom's cake mixer. She'll kill me.
Break my bones, but don't break the cake mixer. That's if that's not a kid mental like thought process.
It certainly was a kid mental thought process.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah, it was. It's funny now.
It's funny now. We can laugh at it now. Terrified. Exactly. Thanks, Mary.
Yeah, I was terrified back then. Thanks. Have a good day, guys.
This text says, while babysitting, I locked all of us out of the house, broke a window, but the room was locked on the outside of the door. And after 6 hours, the parents finally got home.
Oh, and you're babysitting.
Oh, my gosh. I got stuck in my car in high school. Somehow my power went out. I couldn't use the automatic locks, so I was stuck in my car for several hours until my brother came. Oh, my gosh. No. I feel so bad. Had to find a spare key and let me out. But the sad part is, wait, that's not the sad part? All I had to do was take my fingers and pull the lock up.
No.
That's so, so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
Let's talk what's trending. Some big local news is that Snowbird announced yesterday they plan to open on November 30th as of right now. Obviously, that's dependent on snow and the weather.
It's so funny because you look at the weather today, a high of 80, and you're like, there's no way. But then you go, you know what, tomorrow there could be a blizzard.
I mean, we're like a month-ish away.
Yeah, but a lot can happen in a month.
That's crazy. Yesterday, so we learned that there's going to be a documentary on the making of Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
Yeah.
But then we found a demo of him singing Beat It a cappella, and he's singing all the instrumental parts and the vocals. He could play a little bit of piano, but for the most part, Michael didn't play any instruments. Uh-huh. But do we have that audio?
Yeah, this is pretty incredible. So everything you hear is just Michael Jackson layered on top of one another. It's part of his documentary. Here you go. Amazing.
So cool. I mean, it's like we hear those a cappella groups and stuff like that, but it's, as an artist, if you can't play an instrument and you know how to use your voice, it's just, I don't know, it's cool. It's cool to see Michael Jackson do something like that. Okay. There's a viral Halloween display in Illinois that's, got the Stranger Things.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but
okay, I'll show it to you.
So Max is floating in the air, like in Stranger Things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were forced to shut it down after the neighborhood was complaining about it. Somebody has that exact display in my neighborhood.
Someone has the Stranger Things thing in your neighborhood?
Yes.
With Max floating?
With Max floating in the sky.
Oh, really?
I had to pay. So Boone goes to therapy. Right? We have a therapist at my house. She comes every week. My therapy yesterday was spent on the therapist explaining to Boone the Halloween display across the street. And I was like, I am so glad that you just cost me this much money.
Oh, so you're on the neighbor's side because we're going to hear this is the homeowner who got told to take it down because the neighborhood complained.
I'm sorry. There's a kid floating in the sky.
But it's so cool.
I don't care.
It's Parade of Haunted Homes.
I get that it's pop culture and it's a show, but my four-year-old...
Oh, so wait, you don't want Halloween decorations because it's too scary?
No, it's not that it's scary. It's that it's an actual dummy of a human child, the same size looking as my kid. And I'm having to explain to him that it's fake.
Right.
And then I have to show him. I'm like, this is Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
This is Max. She's a real girl. She's an actor. It's fake. And we had to do this whole therapy thing with my kid yesterday, explaining to him that the girl across the street floating in the sky is fake.
You want to hear the woman who has the house?
Yeah.
Everyone seemed okay with it until they weren't.
We saw it on TikTok. We just thought, like, it was so cool that you couldn't see, like, any wires or anything.
It's upsetting to be told, like, we support you, we're behind you, we understand why you're doing this, and to have that blow up in your faces.
Just saying.
No, I understand Halloween decorations, mm-hmm. and it's cool, but having a kid floating in the sky...
So if it was an adult, it would have been okay?
If it was a skeleton...
What if Boone had nightmares about the skeleton across the street? Would you be upset about the large skeleton?
No, because it's a skeleton. It's like fake. It's we get it.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a human child.
Right. I got to come see it. You got to take a photo. Tell them to put it on Parade of Haunted Homes.
Oh, my God.
They could win.
They could win.
Is that what's trending?
Yeah, that's what's trending. All right.
You start with a suspicion. You look for evidence. Are you paranoid or on the right track? Catching the Cheaters with Chantel's Roses.
If you feel like someone's cheating on you, I want to get to the bottom of it. I'm going to call them up, offer a dozen free roses that they can send to anyone special in their life. The hope is that they send it to their significant other, but sometimes we catch a cheater.
Adriana in Syracuse, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. Well, we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, tell us why you reached out to us in the first place, and, you know, let's just try to figure out what we're trying to get to today.
So recently I by my husband's phone, and he got a text that said, "Well, what do you want to do about it?" And then the rest of the text was deleted. I wrote back, "About what?" And the text said, "This isn't even funny."
Okay.
But the thing is, like, I know the person who sent the text. It's a friend of mine. Not like my best friend, but I mean, it's a good friend.
Okay.
And her name's Rosie.
Rosie. Okay. So I just want to make sure I got this straight here. So Rosie, who you kind of know, who's a friend, sent a text. You don't know what the backstory of this text message thing is because it was deleted, but all you saw was, "Well, what do you want to do about it?" And then when you responded,
yeah.
"About what?" It's just, this isn't funny. So you're going, okay, your brain automatically goes to something horrific, right?
Yep.
Like for your marriage. I'm sure, like, have you just been like fuming about this? Like destroyed? Like, what are you going through?
I mean, honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm mad. Like, we've been married 11 years. And honestly, we're like barely married.
Okay.
Like, we haven't been together in a long time. We work totally different hours. I mean, if it wasn't for our kids, like, I'm sure he would have left already.
Okay.
But that doesn't excuse Jaren if he's cheating, like, in our marriage. Like, I want to know still.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you're almost more of a, is it wrong for me to say almost an acceptance of this? Like, you just want confirmation so you can kind of be like, I knew it, and then move on? Is that what we're looking for?
I mean, almost, like, I don't know, I just, like, yeah, I just want to know. I don't want him to be sneaking around, even if we, you know, our marriage isn't at the best point right now.
Right.
Like, I still want honesty.
There's just no reason for sneaking.
Right. Okay. Adriana, so what we can do is we can call up Jaren. We can offer those dozen roses, and we can see, does he want to send them to you? Does he want to send them to this friend, Rosie? And we can get answers pretty fast. You want to do it?
Yeah. I mean, let's try.
Okay. Then we will call up Jaren next. Mix 105.1 103.9, number one for all the hits. It's John and Chantel catching those cheaters with Chantel's Roses, helping out Adriana from Syracuse. Adriana's husband got a text from their friend Rosie, and the text message chain is like deleted.
Yeah,
so we only got
like
the last
vanish.
Text. Yeah, and the text says, "Well, what do you want to do about it?" Adriana wrote back, "About what?"
But using Jaren's phone.
Yes. And the text said, "This isn't even funny." So we're going, what is happening between Adriana's husband, Jaren, and this Rosie, if anything? Adriana already says the marriage is kind of, it's teetering on the brink, I would say.
It's not, they need to either feed it or like let it go. They're at a weird spot.
So Adriana, we're going to call up Jaren. We're going to offer those dozen roses. The only thing we need from you is permission to have Jaren's voice on the radio.
I mean, that's fine with me.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jaren?
Yeah, this is Jaren. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Chantel from J&C Flowers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, thanks. What can I do for you?
So we're a brand new flower shop here in the Salt Lake City area, and we're doing a promotion right now where we're giving away a dozen free roses. It's no subscription. There's no strings attached. I'm not going to take any of your information. It's really just a way to help us get word out about our new flower shop. And I was wondering if there's anybody in your life that we could deliver some flowers to today.
Oh, that's really sweet. And you guys just found me or just called a number?
Yeah, you're on, I don't know, I'm sorry to tell you, you're on a list. And I'm just going down this list. Huh. But you get free flowers out of it.
Okay. I mean, weird, but sure.
Okay,
that's lovely. That's a great way to promote your business.
Oh, thank you. With the roses comes a card. What would you like me to write?
Yeah, I think I would love to have a little message say, you know, you're beautiful. I've always known that.
Oh, cute.
And you can send it. Yes, thanks. And you can send it to Adriana.
Adriana, oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. When he said you're so beautiful, I was like, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Jaren, I'm worried for you.
Hi, Jaren, my name is John. I know you're kind of thrown off because there's another voice. You were talking to Chantel.
Yeah.
Chantel and I do a morning radio show together here in town. In fact, you're on the radio right now, as is your wife, Adriana. Adriana, do you want to explain to Jaren kind of what's up?
I saw the text between you and Rosie. I figured that you'd be sending her flowers.
What? Why would I be sending Rosie flowers?
I've read the text.
What text?
Are you having a baby with her? Are you having a baby with her?
What? No. What are you talking about?
Are you cheating on me?
I'm not cheating on you.
Why was she texting you?
I didn't even know that she texted me, Adriana. I'm married to you. I'm not having a baby with anyone.
You don't even want to be married to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
I saw the text, like, you're cheating on me, like, I just, you know what, like, let's just call it how it is, okay? Like, it's over. I know it, you know it. Like, it's over. Like, I don't know it, Adriana.
I'm so confused. Are we still on the radio? I don't understand what's going on.
I mean, what's happening? Like, I mean, we're getting a divorce. That's what's happening. I think it's obvious.
Adriana?
Hey, Jaren, I got to tell you that Adriana just hung up on us.
I don't know what just happened.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm kind of at a loss for words right now. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
I got a pickup line for you, too.
Oh, you do? All right, hold on 1 second here. Then let's do this. It's time.
Yeah.
For the pickup line at 9, Bobby style. Let's hear it.
My buddies bet me I wouldn't be able to start a conversation with the most beautiful person here. How should we spend their money?
Ooh, Bobby.
I like it.
Good job, Bobby. But we're going to do something new. It's called Duets with Chantel.
Oh, I'm excited for today.
Please welcome in studio Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to sing with Olivia.
What are you duetting?
Oh, me and Olivia, we're going to do Good For You today.
Okay, here we go.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess that therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
You guys sounded good.
Yeah!
You guys sounded really good. Duets with Chantel.
Woo.
I was slapping the bass over here on my side.
It was good.
Emma.
Yeah.
I'm winded. You sounded good.
Hey, you know, if she needs an opener or maybe a backup singer on tour, I'm available.
So if you missed Chantel's duet with Olivia Rodrigo, it's up on Instagram at Mix1051 Utah. You should be following us there anyways.
Yeah, it's so fun. Cool We're doing some fun reels and things.
Our pet costume contest is going to be here before you know it.
I know. Can you believe it's October 22nd?
Yep. Valley Fair Mall. Registration starts at 11 o'clock. The actual contest will begin at noon. We'll get you out of there by 1. The pet with the best costume wins $500. Also, what's really cool is, like, we do arts and crafts and all these activities.
Yeah, it's just really fun for the whole family. And there's, like, last year we did pumpkin painting and we did musical chairs and it was just fun.
So if you already have, like, a Halloween costume for yourself, keep that on, too, and then try to match your pet with it.
I love that.
I think it does better with the judges when you're dressed as well.
Pet. Yes, yeah. I agree.
I once saw a horse come and they had wings on the horse.
Like a Pegasus?
Yeah, it was really cool. Another year I saw a horse that was dressed as a pinata. We've had some really cool costumes over the years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, all the details and register now at mix1051utah.com.
All right. Have you ever heard of getting rich because you have beautiful hands?
Like
You've
a hand
You've heard of like
model?
Hand models and all of these things.
Yeah.
But have you ever wanted to be a person who feeds people grapes?
No.
Because of your beautiful, might I say gorgeous hands.
My hands will get me a job feeding people grapes?
Well, there's a fancy restaurant in London. Uh-huh. They are hiring right now grape feeders. And these are people who feed customers grapes.
I love it.
And they actually put out an ad to fill the position.
So are we thinking of the days like I picture like the Grecian days, right? Where I'm laying on one of those, is it a couch sofa? What is it? Where
a chaise lounge.
Yes. And I'm like, yo, Spartacus, come here. And then he comes over with like a long thing of grapes and he like lets me eat the bottom one and then picks it back. You know what I mean? Like that's what I picture.
So the applicants, here's what the requirements are.
Okay,
you ready?
Please, yes.
Applicants must have gorgeous hands.
Yeah.
And a basic grasp of Greek and Latin.
Wait a minute.
You just might need to be able to speak it. I have no idea.
That is a very... very specific area. You're looking for nice hands and someone who knows Greek and Latin?
Well, if you were
Get
wondering,
out of here.
The position was filled almost immediately.
Oh, was it really?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. You must, the perks of the job would include
please.
That you will get regular manicures.
Oh.
And the finest food and wine.
Oh, you get to eat at the restaurant?
Yep.
Well, I'll do it.
Well,
I'm
the position was filled almost immediately, so it's out.
I don't know Greek or Latin either.
Oh, dang it.
And look at these hands.
I know. You know what? If it wasn't the Greek or Latin, it was the hand.
Why is there hair on my grapes?
Bad first date? Getting ghosted? Stood up? Blocked again? Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
Saying good morning to Marissa from Salt Lake. Morning, Marissa.
Morning. How are you?
We're good. So tell us what's happening with you and Nico.
Well, I guess not much. So hopefully you guys can work some magic.
magic's the right word.
We'll do our best, but can we start with how y'all met?
Yeah, so he's my friend's cousin. She invited him out with a bunch of us a couple of weeks ago. He just moved to town for work and doesn't really have many friends here.
Sparks flying right away, just hit it off, and it was just the two of you and no one else in the room?
I feel like you could say that. There were like five other girls in the group, but I felt like once he noticed me, we were like chatting all night, so I felt like it went well.
Hey, that's got to make you feel good to be like the one of five.
No, I dig that. So I take it, like, did he ask for your number? Did you ask for his number? Like, what was the next step after this intense meeting?
Yeah, so he got it from my friend after checking she was okay with him asking me out. So there wasn't any awkwardness. I thought that was sweet.
Me too. I like that. Okay. And what was the first date like? Where'd you go?
So we went bowling, which I thought was cute, but I'm so bad at bowling. So he was really patient, and he was like teaching me little tips and tricks.
Oh,
he was teaching.
Did he get in close to kind of like help you?
All in the hips.
All in the hips. You know.
Yeah, he was close enough that I could smell his cologne, so I felt like that was low key sexy.
I've often asked Jen if she wishes I wore a cologne.
Yes.
Because I know there's something about that.
It just, I don't know what it is. It just like, it gets us going.
I like to think my man stink is enough.
No.
So was there a was there a kiss at the end of the night? Like, what? How did the bowling date end?
Yeah, so it was just a kiss on the cheek and a hug.
Okay.
But he said he'd call me right in my ear, so I felt like that was kind of hot.
There's some like close, intimate.
I feel like
wasn't
the
there?
Energy on this date. Like, I am flustered right now.
After that, I mean, after him whispering in your ear, was it just too many text messages? Were you like really into it, and maybe you needed to take a step back?
Oh my god, no! I just sent him like one text that said thank you the next day.
Okay, that's not bad then. Yeah. So, what do you think the problem is?
I racked my brain and I have no idea, unless it's my miserable bowling. I mean, that could have been a turnoff. I don't know.
Let me tell you, no guy's not going out because of bowling.
Yeah.
Do you want us to get Nico's number from you and call him up and we'll just ask him like why he's not calling you back?
Yes.
Yeah?
Please, yeah.
All right, we'll get Nico's number. We'll call him up. We'll check in about Marissa and maybe I'll find out what cologne he has purchased next. Mix 105.1 and 103.9, number one for all the hits. Morning, it's John and Chantel. It's your second date update, helping out Marissa. So Marissa and Nico met actually during like this friend group. Mm-hmm. It was a friend's cousin, that's who Nico is. They hit it off so much, they ended up going bowling together. And this bowling thing, there was some energy going on.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Yeah, she smelled his cologne. He whispered in her ear. There was a kiss on the cheek at the end of the night.
I love it.
And then nothing. What a tease. And Marissa, we're going to call up Nico. Just listen in and let's see what happens, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, is this Nico?
Yeah.
Nico, hi. My name is John, and Chantel's with me. We do a morning radio show together here in town. It's on Mix 105.1 and 103.9.
Okay.
Can I try it? No. We're not going to take up a lot of your time. On our show, we do something called the Second Date Update. So we're helping out our friend Marissa. You actually just met Marissa recently.
Yeah, I know. I know Marissa.
Well, you guys went on a date, but how'd it go?
It went okay.
Went okay. Okay. Well, Marissa said it was better than okay because she actually thought it was a really good date, and now she's confused because she hasn't heard from you.
And I don't think she's going to.
Oh.
You don't.
Okay. Can you tell us why?
You know, we were hanging out, we were bowling, and her ex came over to say hello to her.
Was that just weird and you didn't, you're like,
You just like was awkward or was there energy?
I mean, you know, that was fine. But it was the end of the night when we were saying goodbye. We were in the parking lot. We said goodbye and then she said she had to go back inside to use the bathroom. And I was walking to my car and I realized that I left my phone at the shoe counter, when I went to get my shoes back.
Okay.
So I ran back inside to get my phone and I saw her making out with her ex-boyfriend right at the bar.
No.
Oh my God, you saw that?
Marissa.
Nico, Marissa's actually on the phone. Marissa, is that true? Were you making out with your ex after your date?
I wouldn't say I was making out. I'm very embarrassed that he saw that. And I mean, I did not know my ex was going to be there that night. And I left maybe a minute after that, maybe less.
But you kissed your ex at some point?
I went to the bathroom and when I was coming out, he grabbed me.
Yeah, but you can always like stop it. Like,
I mean, we didn't hear that part of it when we were calling up Nico, you know, when we were chatting just a few minutes ago.
I did pull away, so I would definitely not call that a makeout.
Okay.
But yeah, that happened.
Okay, all right. Nico, I mean, Marissa's saying it happened. It was not something that she was into. She's definitely into you. She reached out to us. I mean, we heard about the energy the two of you had. Like, is there a way to salvage this and do another date? And we can pay for the whole thing.
I mean, honestly, I think I'm going to have to pass. It's just a little too complicated for me. Like, you know, I just moved to town, and I don't want to get involved in a whole bunch of dramas.
And before we go, things that make you go. Things that make you go, hmm. It's a fun fact. This was inspired by the fact that Grey's Anatomy starts back up tonight. Who's
with
me?
I can't believe it. Is it the final season yet?
It's like, I don't know. They should have ended it 10 years ago when I stopped watching.
So true.
I loved it, too.
When we first started working together, you were a big fan.
Yeah, Jen and I watched it every Thursday night, but it got too much.
That and Keeping Up.
Oh, yeah.
And then you moved on to that one show that you loved on HBO.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Yes. Bum, 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 bum. Anyways, things that make you go, for today, inspired by Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
July is the deadliest month at hospitals. Because
is it the 4th of July?
No, it's when new medical school graduates become residents. And last year's residents take on new duties, so no one knows what they're doing.
Oh my gosh. So don't get hurt in July.
If you get hurt in July, be like, keep me here. Keep me at home.
Don't take me in.
Wait till August when they figured it all out.
They don't know what they're doing.
And you know what? From someone who has watched the documentary Grey's Anatomy for years, it seems like this fact is absolutely correct. I'm telling
what?
You. Yes. Because the residents don't know what they're doing. And we get so many texts saying they disagree with me. Chantel, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Bye-bye.